The Brady Report.
It's time to cross to the UK. Good morning, Ender Brady.
Friday. Morning, guys.
Morning everyone.
It is Friday, but some bad news for some people with 4,500 jobs to go. Where is that happening?
Yeah, one of the biggest bookies in the UK, this is William Hill. They are looking at closing 700 shops on the high street across the UK. 4,500 jobs going as a result. And the reason, they're blaming the government crackdown on pokies. Now, about 6-7 months ago, the government announced that it was reducing the maximum bet that you could spend. So they've got these pokies in between, obviously, horse racing and greyhound racing and what have you. Pokie machines in the corner, you can put in £100 sterling per play. So that's $200, literally in a split second, tap of a wheel, and you go again, $200, keep going. And they reckon this, in terms of gambling addiction, is the gambling equivalent of crack cocaine. So the government has had enough, and they've reduced the maximum spend down to $4. And the bookies said at the time that if the government went ahead with this, they would close shops, they would lose jobs, it would be a massive problem for the gambling industry. Well, the government pushed ahead with it, and today we have William Hill announcing 4,500 jobs on the line.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's a lot in one roll of the whatever you roll on a pokie machine. The new Chelsea boss talking about the toughest challenge yet.
Yeah, so Frank Lampard has had his first news conference as the new Chelsea manager. 600 plus games for them. He is their highest ever goal scorer in the Premier League. Midfielder, England legend, won the Champions League, won the Premier League, won the FA Cup so many times. A brilliant footy player here, and I have to say, having spent time around this guy, a really nice guy. Frank Lampard held his news conference today, and obviously Chelsea have got a few issues. The best player has gone to Real Madrid, Eden Hazard, and they can't sign anyone else because they're under a UEFA punishment for two transfer windows. And he was asked if he could get Chelsea into the top four next season in the EPL, and he said, it's going to be the toughest challenge of my career so far. Good luck, Frank Lampard. Sounds like he's going to need it.
Not too much luck, though.
Not too much luck. As a Liverpool fan, they'll finish fifth if they're lucky.
I'm okay with that too.
All right, Ender, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Back to Love Island.
Yeah, back to Love Island.
Thanks, Ender. Enjoy that.
Enjoy that, Ender. Bye-bye.